And you mentioned a couple of three words: living room, den, parlor. They all mean the same thing, or the differences?
Oh, great difference.
Could you tell me about those?
Oh, the parlor was company room. Back when I was growing up. The French doors that led off the living room, which we called it living room then, but that was parlor.
So
my grandmother.
They're about the same thing.
It was kept dusted and clean, but we only went in there when we had company.
Mm-hmm.
That was for the guests.
What about the den?
Well, there was nothing, no such thing as a den then. We either sat in the bedroom around the heater in the wintertime for warmth, or in the kitchen. Oh, by the way, in our kitchen, since we were a large family, we had a long wooden table with benches, and the children sat on the benches.
I see.
And my mother sat on the bench. My grandmother had a place of honor with the in the armchair at one end, and my dad at the other end.
Anybody ever call the kitchen anything besides a kitchen?
No.
Ever anyone call it a stove room?
Yes, I've heard that.
That's still referred to about the same thing?
About the same thing.
Not much different. What kind of furniture would you have had in your parlor? Can you describe that?
Yes. We had a horsehair sofa and a matching chair. They were upholstered in the, you know, same material, with a footstool and a marble top table. And there was a fireplace there. And a rocking chair. And our better, at that time, now before we had electricity, the better kerosene lamps. What we called an Aladdin lamp. I don't know whether you know what I'm talking about or not.
Could you describe it? I'm not real sure.
Well, it was quite a bit more modern than the regular kerosene lamps. It burned kerosene, but it had what they call a mantle. There was a chimney, and then inside the chimney was this little fragile mantle, whatever it was made out of, I don't know. And it, when you lit it, it glowed, and that gave the light.
You mentioned having a sofa. People ever call a sofa anything?
Settee, I'm sorry.
Is that the same thing as a sofa?
Right.
We have two things here you both call
this
both of
them. This is a love seat, and that's
a
sofa.
Love seat. What's the difference between the love seat and the sofa?
The love seat is smaller. Usually it's a seat too. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I guess that's where it gets its name.
And anything besides besides a sofa and a settee? Would you ever call it a couch, maybe?
We called it a sofa. Nowadays, I'd say the couch.
Does it mean anything different, though?
No, I don't think so.
You ever heard people use the words Davenport?
Right.
Does it mean the same thing to you?
Same thing.
What about lounge?
No, a lounge, to me, would be more like a chaise lounge.
Yeah. One other term that I've occasionally heard, Chesterfield. Ever hear anybody use that?
Yes, that, and the Morris chair.
Hey, what's a Chesterfield? Can you tell me what that is? That same
that's
thing?
That's a tie, style.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's what it means.
Oh,
I see.
So it's a style of furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Like early Americans, mm-hmm. Something like that, yeah. What kind of furniture would you have had in the bedroom?
We had iron beds with open bed springs. We didn't know anything about inner spring mattresses at that time. And then cotton mattresses or feather beds, if you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And in the wintertime, the feather beds were put on top of the cotton mattresses. And in the summertime, it was reversed.
Mm-hmm, I see. Did anybody ever call the bedroom anything else?
No, not that I recall.
What did you put your clothes in the bedroom?
Chiffonier.
Chiffonier.
Because we didn't have any closets, so our chiffonrobe. My grandmother said chiffonier, and that's the first thing that came to mind.
Chiffonier and chiffonrobe the same thing?
Right.
Can you tell me what they're like? Describe them.
Well, usually they had drawers on one side and a mirrored door. The ones we had was a mirrored door with hanging space inside.
I see.
And possibly a smaller cabinet door at the top for hats and handbags and that type of thing.
Now, you might have something now in your bedroom like that, except it just has drawers. What do you call that?
They call that a chest.